I'm Carl. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is August 22nd, 2014. Welcome to Sober Pod. We would like to remind you that we on Sober Pod do not speak for or represent any recovery or 12-step groups. All opinions expressed on Sober Pod are those of the individual speaking them, whether they regret it or not. We are not addiction, health, or mental health professionals and strongly urge you to listen in moderation. Because it's April, we are focusing on the steps for each month. So this being the fourth month of the year, we're focusing on step four. I would like to talk a little bit about step four, so I better get right on with it and talk about the actual step. Step four in Alcoholics Anonymous is described as this. We made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. And if you've been following along, you know that I like to comment on Russell Brand's book, his book Recovery, where he defines the steps, but he defines them personally, and he actually kind of rewrites them. And in his version, he put down for step four, write down all the things that are fucking you up or have ever fucked you up, and don't lie or leave anything out. You know, when I did the steps this time around, actually the only time around to start do these steps, I was 42 years old, and I had a lot of baggage. I had a lot of things that were on my mind. I had a lot of things that I played over and over and over in my head throughout the 42 years of my existence. You know, sober or drunk, you know, I still played those tapes about, you know, who did what to me and how they did it to me and, you know, them, her, him, you know, so on, so forth. And, you know, I tell you, doing the four step for me, I thought was going to be the thing that really did it. Like it was going to be the thing that, that kind of, you know, helped me get over all the bullshit. You know, I heard about in the rooms, everybody talks about, you know, the things that, you know, they're really troubling them and, you know, and the four step and oh my gosh, the four step. So, you know, I also wondered like, you know, am I just making a big deal out of nothing, you know, sometimes. And I think in some ways, you know, I was actually after I did some things, but you know, Russell Brand talks about you know, most people can't be bothered by making a personal inventory. He says, you know, I was clean and sober for 5 years based on the first three steps and the support of other addicts. The point of this inventory is to assess and understand the many complex interconnecting beliefs that I carry around that underwrite my behaviors, patterns, and habits. It was at this point in my program that I began to plainly recognize that my substance abuse was the symptom of a more profound problem. And so, you know, I really identify with that because, you know, as I looked at my inventory, got it all in black and white. And by the way, it took me 2 months to do my fourth step. And it's true, like, you know, most people in the world don't do this kind of thing. You know, that most people in the world don't sit down and, you know, write, you know, out a list of all the people that they hate and, you know, and, you know, for the reasons that they hate them and, you know, what it affects, you know, what it affects my, you know, my pride, my self-esteem, my personal relations, sexual relations, ambitions, security, and finances. Like, how many people are actually sitting around doing that shit? You know, if they're not in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous or some other XA group, you know, not many people, right? So, you know, I always did like the quote, though, when I was first getting sober in the first 60 days, you know, you hang around those sobriety groups like Reddit Stop Drinking and you know, you see these quotes come up. And one of the quotes I really enjoyed was Socrates, and I repeat it often. I've said it on the podcast before, but the Socrates says the unexamined life is not worth living. And that captures the essence of step four for me. And so step four, I really looked at it as an opportunity to examine my life and to examine my place in it. And, you know, it's weird. Russell Brand also talks about it. He talks about step four being an inventory of feelings, feelings that are muddled and misunderstood and form a matrix of discontent that in the addict personality led to destructive and unconscious behaviors. This step is about bringing unconscious behavior to light. And for me, you know, once I put the pen to paper and I wrote down all those things and, you know, the reasons why and what it affects and ultimately, you know, what my part in it was, you know, that was the hard part. That's the stuff that really the brain had to work towards, because there was a lot of things that I felt that I didn't have a part in. But in reality, you know, I had a huge part. You know, it takes two to make a prison, right? You know, the prisoner and the jailer. And the fact is you know, in some cases I was both. So Russell Brand, let's go back to Russell Brand. You know, not to plagiarize him too much, but I do. which I enjoy. You know, he writes as a kind of a summary here a little bit, just to get introduced to step four. Russell Brand writes, in a sense, we rewrite our past. We change our narrative. We reprogram ourselves. There is no objective history. This we know, only stories. Our character is the result of this story we tell ourselves about ourselves. And the process of inventorying breaks down the hidden and destructive personal grammar that we have unwittingly allowed to govern our behavior. Russell Brand's a fucking genius, people. Seriously, I read that stuff and I go, absolutely. I told this story about myself and about others in my life so much. I retold and told and retold and told. And honestly, I don't even know who I am, right? But once I get this stuff down in black and white, it really starts to come out. And I think that's really important here to say is that, they talk about in the big book, like, you know, that we see areas where the big book, you know, and the principles and the 12 steps could be utilized by everyone. And the truth is, I think if everybody went through this, just this process, just this portion of a 4-step inventory, the world would be a much better place, to be honest. And I think, you know, a lot of us would get over some of our hangups that we have and how we see ourselves. So that's pretty much what I have. That's my mini-sode, and that's what I'm doing. I'm sticking to that. And I would like to thank somebody in Falls Church, Virginia, for asking us to send them some business cards to hand out, which I think that was awesome. So we went and sent some business cards to Falls Church, Virginia. That's pretty awesome. I'd also like to thank Alcoholic Ominous, Simon, over at Alcoholic Ominous. It's a podcast. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it, you should. You should go there. And, you know, he, in some of his back episodes, was asking for someone to write his theme song, and he said he would pay £6. And so Steve and Ellen, Steve playing guitar and singing, and Ellen singing, and, well, me recording, because I'm not really talented in any other area. We went and put a theme song together for Simon over at Alcoholic Ominous, and he had just a wonderful response to it. And if you'd like to go on over to his podcast, it's the current episode that's up, and you can listen to it. In the meantime, I'm going to include it now. Thank you.
like ominous.
So, Simon, you know what this means. I want my 6 pounds. You know, if I produce this thing, I want 6 pounds. I don't see any donations coming in, so I will be expecting them soon. Thank you very much for the opportunity to allow us to be a part of your podcast. It is such a pleasure, such a privilege, because you have such a good show. So if you guys are listening out there, you know, give him some love. And of course, you know, we have donations. If you'd like to donate to SilverPod, please go to the website, click on the donations link found, you know, just about everywhere on the site at this point. Transitions Daily. If you would like to receive daily AA emails in your email box and you want to sign up for that stuff, that would be awesome. Go put your name and your email address over at dailyaaemails.com. And if you would like to just listen to the Transitions Daily, then you can go to the podcast and subscribe, and you can go pick up Transitions Daily on your favorite podcast app, wherever you listen to podcasts. And that is totally me being done and out. So please subscribe to SilverPod and rate and review the show. Look for SilverPod on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all the places that you stalk your exes. If you have an idea for an episode or topic, we really wouldn't like to hear it because we like to do our own thing anyway. Or if you'd like to participate in an episode of SilverPod, please visit silverpod.com and message the show. So thank you very much and have a good week.